Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Lee, this is hilarious.
Okay.
Without Joe Biden and the Democrats to protect Iran, they're in a cold panic.
Mm-hmm. As they should be.
So much so, the UK Telegraph writes that having failed to assassinate Trump, which Iran tried to do, the leader of Iran, Ali Khamenei, mm-hmm. has now issued a command to their proxies. Do not kill Americans. Do not target Americans. Do not target American ships. Do not target American military. The Telegraph reports that Khamenei and his puppet government have ordered its proxies to shut down offensive operations for a while. And that's a direct response to the return of Trump, the UK Telegraph says, and the unleashing of American military power. They basically suddenly realize this is an existential threat to them, a feeling they certainly haven't had in the last 4 years. Remember when Iranian proxies flew that drone right into our military base, killed two of us?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden gave them a whole weekend's worth of warning to prepare that he was going to retaliate. They had enough time to put out press releases, these Iranian proxies, press releases letting everyone know they were okay because they'd fled. And then Joe Biden bombed some infrastructure.
Yeah, it's like Clinton hitting the empty aspirin factory in
exactly.
Iraq.
Officials with the Iranian government have told commanders of Iran-backed militias from Hamas to Hezbollah to the Houthis to avoid provocative actions that could escalate regional tensions. Quote, forces and allies in the region have been instructed to act with caution as the regime feels an existential threat with Trump's return, one senior Iranian official told the Telegraph. In Iraq and Yemen, forces have been told not to target any American assets. And if they do, they are explicitly warned against using Iranian weapons. They have been told to keep defensive positions for a while and to avoid any actions that might provoke Americans. Okay, you literally have the head of Iran saying, we got to stop killing soldiers. We hate that. We hate it. But this ain't Joe Biden. We can't get away with it. Think about that. That's nuts. Okay, it keeps going. For more than a year, the Houthis, this is UK Telegraph, have used missiles and drones to target commercial ships and naval vessels that killed two SEALs in the process. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden didn't care. The rest of us did. And naval vessels sent to protect them in the Red Sea, once one of the world's busiest trade routes. Shippers have taken to sending vessels around the Cape of Good Hope at the southern tip of Africa instead. The Houthis have attacked more than 100 vessels in the Red Sea since Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel and sparked a war in Gaza. In an email to shippers, the Houthis said they wouldn't attack U.S. and British vessels while the ceasefire is in effect. They're basically saying this warning also went to the Houthis, who, as we know, are supplied with high-tech military hardware with which to menace these ships by Iran. And mm-hmm. the Biden administration was fine with it. Trump comes in immediately, declares them a terror organization again, which they are.
Yeah. They never ceased being one. It's just the Biden administration refused to look at them as such so that they could fund them.
So this is remarkable. You have the head of Iran saying, don't touch American soldiers. We can't kill them anymore. Why? Well, it's very simple. The last time they killed soldiers on Trump's watch, the number two in charge in Iran was vaporized from the sky.
He was in Iraq, but yeah.
Yes, Soleimani.
Yeah.
Yes, but he was the number two in charge. So he's gone. He's dead. And the Khomeini knows Trump will kill him, okay? Think about the difference here. Because this is how shocking this got, okay? Iran learned that they and the Democrats both had the mutual goal of getting rid of Trump. And so they would be allowed to try to assassinate him on U.S. soil. I will never forget, as long as I live, 1 week into this fall, the first week, the Biden administration announces, hey, there's two active Iranian assassination plots against Trump. They say it, not me. The week after, the president of Iran comes to America. And instead of arresting him and trying him, we provide him better security than Trump gets.
Yeah.
And I mean, understand, this is not theoretical. We have two Iranian assassination crew leaders right now in federal prison. One from 2021. He was trying to kill Pompeo and Bolton, eventually hoped to get to Trump. He actually had been trying to cut a deal with cartel hitmen. The second one we caught trying to fly out of the country the weekend of the attempted Butler assassination. Real weird timing there. Wonder what's up with that? We don't know, because the FBI and the Secret Service won't tell us. We got two Iranian assassins, just to recap, in prison, both awaiting trial. We've got two more, according to the Biden administration this fall, active Iranian assassination plots.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And the leader of Iran, the president, when he comes here, is treated like a king. Now, lest you doubt that they're actually trying to kill Trump, Ayatollah Khomeini announced on Twitter 3 years ago, we're trying to kill Trump. Here is a list of people we are going to assassinate in retribution for Soleimani. And the Democrats went, cool, here, want some protection? Welcome to America. Would you like to stay? He stayed in a high-end hotel in New York City while trying to kill Trump. And all we ever had to do was put Trump back in office in Iran and be like, you know, we're done here. You know what? Forget all that. Don't mind us. Please don't kill me. That's what happens when you get the Democrats out of the way.
It's called real power.
It is. But you know what else it is? It's this weird thing. I need to come up with a name for it. It's there's two Americas now, truly two Americas, right? And when the Democrats run the party, they have different allies and different enemies. I'm sorry, when the Democrats run the country, they have different allies and different enemies than when the Republicans do.
Right.
Like the Democrats are in a war with Russia. We don't want to be in a war. We don't like Russia, but we don't want to be in a war with them. There's no reason to. So we're like, yeah, hey, 100 days, we're getting out. Why? Because the Democrats are gone now. That America with a separate set of enemy, they're very much allies with Iran. They fund Iranian activities over $300 billion to Iran. That's where the Houthis got the money. They went from herding goats to having high-end military equipment, killing U.S., you know, SEALs, killing, you know, blowing up ships. All of it's funded by the Democrats, $300 million, billion, excuse me, throughout the case. So now that the Democrats are out of office, we have different allies. We're not an ally of Iran anymore. We're not an ally of Hamas anymore. We're not funding Hamas. We're not funding the Taliban. And we have different enemies. It's two different countries. And they have to shit. All these other countries have to shit. Okay, America's back to being American.
I believe the phrase is elections have consequences.
Yeah. And they know. They know how to shift. Everybody knows how to shift. Okay, this is a totally different America with different allies, different goals, different priorities. So that's where we are this morning. But what a victory to hear that from the Ayatollah himself. Hey, we're going to have to stop trying to kill Trump and American soldiers for a while.
Yeah, just hope that'll last a while.
Yeah, let's hope that lasts a while. You know what? They don't dare. Trump would love.
No, not at this point.
Love.
Right. Yeah.
To rain hellfire down on the Ayatollah's head.
Oh, that would be all the excuse he would need. Not excuse, but reason, I should say.
Yeah.
That's not an excuse. That would be a reason.
Hey, speaking of all the excuse he needs, could the cartels be any dumber?
Yeah.
Could they be any, like, what part of Joe Biden is gone do you not understand? I mean, opening fire on hikers?
Yeah.
And then opening fire on Border Patrol?
Yeah.
Did they miss the part where we are, you know, that memo, 10,000 members of the military go down to the border and the media is very alarmed because they want to help the cartels any way they can and protect them. And they say, oh, are you going to shoot back now? You're going to start shooting back? And they're like, we're the military. Yes, we're going to shoot back. Cartels didn't get it.
Could it be, though, that they're smart about it, Tara, because what they're trying to do is to bring the Trump administration into a firefight across the border into Mexico, which then the Mexican authorities could, you know, use that as leverage against, American foreign policy?
No, I think they're just dumb.
Okay.
Because look, I mean, Mexican authorities.
Just throwing that out there.
Well, no, I hear what you're saying, but I've got this article right here. 92% of Mexican produce, which is their second biggest export, we buy. 80% overall of their exports, 80, we buy. So it's like they don't have any leverage. Unless they just don't want to have an economy. In which case, great, go for it. Go for it. Can't wait for February 1st. So, no, you know what I think the cartels think? I think that they've heard all this rhetoric before from Republicans too, including Trump. And they don't believe it. They ultimately believe, and I get it, right? Especially if they watch Republicans in the House and the Senate, they believe, look, Americans are never going to part ways with their cheap labor. Americans are never going to give up their tax evasion scheme, which is what legal immigration is. And look, Americans love their drugs. They're not kicking us out. Oh, boy. They just made a big mistake.